are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We could talk healthcare, but we'd rather talk to you about what you want. So we're going to go right to your phone calls here. 800-259-9231. We'll start things out by going to Dylan, who I believe is back on with us here. We had some technical difficulties earlier. Dylan in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey. Glad I was able to get back on.
What's on your mind tonight, Dylan?
I'd like to start by saying I remember earlier a guy from New York was bringing up mob and government, and you know, you said how they're pretty much the same thing, and it reminded me of a quote by Thomas Jefferson: "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie down the second with the chains of the Constitution, so it does not become a legalized version of the first." Well, pretty much think that kind of sums that whole issue up. You know, that's pretty much
except
what the government
the
has become.
Except for the fact that the chains of the Constitution didn't really do anything.
Yeah, they were kind of rusty.
Well, I mean, obviously the Constitution was an imperfect thing, but
sure.
But at least to a certain extent, it held back the powers of the federal government, which it doesn't even matter anymore.
Speculation on your part.
I'd like to talk to you about that, because I've heard people make this claim, and I may have made that claim in my life at some point.
It's a claim that's based on a belief that the Constitution actually has some sort of sway over things.
And what I'd like to confront you with a little bit of evidence and see what you have to say to it, okay?
All right.
Great. The Heritage Foundation's little chart of how free the world is, fiscally speaking, because it's very hard to rate countries on how socially free one is, and it's a lot easier to do it with the economists can get together and say how many taxes, what's the tax burden, and you know that kind of thing. How hard is it to open a business, and they can quantify all those things. And the United States comes up sixth on that particular list. And just to give you an idea, Singapore, where you'll get beat with a stick for throwing a piece of chewed gum on the ground, is number two. So obviously this is only about fiscal freedoms. But on that same list, I believe New Zealand is at number five.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It's correct.
Okay, so give the numbers.
Hong Kong, number one. Singapore, number two.
The number of the United States.
Number six.
Number six, and the index number.
The index number, summary index, meaning 80.7 out of a score of 100 possible.
So New Zealand, and I'm not going to give those numbers. It's too hard to give numbers on the air. So New Zealand is rated a little higher right now, and I would have called New Zealand a socialist country. Canada's just slightly lower. I believe they're right under the United States on this list. Number eight.
Number seven.
They're at number seven, United States at number six.
Correct.
And New Zealand's number five?
Yes.
Okay. And England's just down the list, I think, at number 10.
Yes.
These countries, two of which I would have called socialist, one of which I thought was free at one point and used to swear my allegiance to. And then you start looking at France and Sweden, which are two countries I'm sure are socialist, and they're rated only slightly lower, not that much lower on the same chart. And what do you think about that? I mean, did the Constitution slow down the growth of government?
I guess if you look at it in that way, it didn't really do a whole lot.
Right. When you quantify it, the Constitution hasn't managed to slow down socialism, as I can tell, in this country. Now, I think that one can make the argument that in those countries, they have many more social programs that the Constitution perhaps, like they haven't tested, say, socialized health care or anything against the Constitution. So we don't know if the Constitution will save us from socialized health care. However, the Constitution, says that there can be a standing army, and that is what we essentially finance for the rest of the world. We, the United States taxpayers pay for the Navy and the Air Force that essentially make it so that, other countries can't use their Air Force to control the countries nearby them, and the Navy makes it so pirates can't take over the open seas. So we finance the rest of the world's free shipping lanes. So that's our version of socialism. We have national socialism as opposed to regular socialism.
Which is messed up as well.
Yeah.
Another, just one other thing I wanted to touch on, which is really why I ended up calling. What it comes down to is, common sense, and there's this idea that the government can take care of us is a joke. I mean, people are all, they're just like, it's the nanny state, who are they to tell us you know, grown people, responsible, intelligent people, like what we can do. I mean, they take our liberties away. I mean, even small stuff like seatbelt laws, you know, stuff like that. I mean, they got beer taxes, cigarette taxes. They call these sin taxes. And, like, they tell us, well, it's okay because, you know, you really shouldn't be doing those things anyway, but this is a free country, but not really. So, I mean,
what's your concerns, man? Who are they indeed? They're a bunch of strangers, and I didn't choose them. I didn't elect them. So I'm curious, are you a member of the Free State Project?
Actually, yeah, I signed up for it. I'm 18 years old. I'm a senior in high school, but I'm doing it soon. So
that is fantastic.
Just the signing up at this point is what you can do, and thank you for having done it.
Yeah, anything else on your mind tonight, Dylan?
I'm concerned about what's going to happen if they pass this health care bill. I mean, are they going to tell us what foods we can eat?
Because, as far as the collective goes, they're not going to do that right away, because it's my understanding that the health care bill is just about creating a what they call a government option. And it has been a while since I've looked at the details, but it's my understanding that's still on the table.
It's a moving target.
Have you heard anything differently? Is it still the government option that they're looking at doing?
I believe that's what they're trying to do now. So, I mean, it's been changed many times.
Right. I haven't heard any differently that they're you know, that's off the table. So I believe that's still on the table, which means that eventually, once the government option's available, people will be able to choose between it and the other insurance options out there. Plus, they're looking at mandating that you have to have health care insurance, so forcing everyone into the insurance market, basically. And, of course, the government option will be subsidized, so therefore they'll be able to keep their prices lower than the rest of the competition in the marketplace. And so there'll be effectively unfair competition.
So they're pretty much going to form a monopoly.
Well, it's going to take a little time. You're right. That's the long-term plan. Essentially, what will happen is the government so-called option will eventually put the other companies out of business, for the most part. And most of those people will be transferred over to the government monopoly at that point. There may still be some very elite kind of health care coverages out there for the richest of the rich.
In the same way that the post office isn't, you know, there are elite options in delivering packages currently.
Yeah.
But the government option in mail delivery.
Dollar mail has to be
essentially, you know, they have a darn close to a monopoly on the market.
They do if it's under a dollar. If mail is under a dollar, it has to be handled by the government. So it'll be the same thing. So people will be eventually, most people in America will be under the government program if their plan goes through as it is intended, and it looks like it will. So once the government then has total control over your health care, then that's when you'll start to see the demands. You'll start to see the assessments of, well, Dylan, you've eaten too many Big Macs this week. We're going to have to cut you off. Or, you know, you're not allowed to buy this, or you'll need to have a special card in order to get certain types of food. And, you know, they could put in all kinds of different levels of control. Oh, if you want to access this level of food, you know, these fatty foods, you're going to have to start doing jumping jacks every morning and just stand right in front of that camera over there so we can verify that you've done it. Seems like I'm getting a little crazy with my examples, but all
they
of
control your body.
I totally agree. It'd be great if people, you know, I mean, it's a great idea, you know, for everybody to do these exercises and for, you know, to eat healthy or whatever, but that's not a choice the government should be able to make. That's
absolutely
personal, you know, that's personal opinions, you know.
Yeah, but that's what's coming to where if the government has total control over health care, then they will be able to justify controlling your choices because
it's the collective.
Well, right, because if they just allow people to go and smoke cigarettes all willy-nilly and eat fatty foods, then that'll increase the costs of health care, and so therefore, in order to keep costs down, they'll have to basically institute a draconian system that will essentially be very restrictive on what you can and can't do with your body. And so it's very scary what is coming down this road. It really is. Thanks for the call.
And it just makes me wonder, like, when are the people...
No, yeah, go ahead,
and
you can bring it back
good
in.
For me.
Well, it sounds again, it makes you wonder what?
Makes me wonder, like, when is the general public going to stand up and say, like, I know what's good for me. How are you supposed to know, you know?
It's a good question. I would love to see the general public stand up to anything the government does, whether it's this issue or something else entirely. But the general public is, they're a group of pushovers for the most part. I mean, they're willing to go along to get along, and they are scared of the state, and they're scared of the consequences of standing up and speaking out and refusing to obey. I hope that we can change that, and this show's doing everything, you know, we're doing our little part to help change the hearts and minds of somebody. And hopefully the people that are willing to stand up will come here to New Hampshire, as you are, as part of the Free State Project, and stand together, because being together makes a big difference. More coming up. Thanks for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative, when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcasts. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accidents or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get Foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to Foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at Foodinsurance.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And if you've a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you need to know about SACL CAI. It does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, see their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI, as we continue with your phone calls about what you want to the AMP line. It is Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
First off, just as a quick aside to the gentleman from Canada, if the end is supposed to be safety, then we should all be walking around in bubbles, and we should only interact in environmental safe suits.
You're referring to the guy earlier who was advocating for gun control.
Yeah.
Gun control, right.
You know, and I felt a little, like... After he'd asked a question, I wish I'd answered one question differently. He asked us if liberty was the ends as opposed to the means, here on this show. And I guess I kind of answered that liberty is basically the ends. And I think that liberty is the end for Ian. However, I think that for me, the end is peace. And, by and large, I think that one gets to peace through liberty, that one can't it's hard to get to peace by using violence, and the government is institutionalized coercion, which is violence, the threat of violence or whatever. So, I wish that I could have changed my answer on that.
Well said. The reason I called, I had a conversation tonight with my daughter, who's a, she does the billing for a doctor, OBGYN in Chicago. And it's a woman doctor from Poland, and she came over here and had to go through medical school again to get licensed in the United States. And she has, I found this out tonight, she has many patients that come from Poland. They save thousands of dollars so that they can come over here from Poland, stay here for 3 months so that they can get the health care available here. Now, once the system is socialized, they are not going to be able to get the quality health care that they are coming over here for.
Mm-hmm.
And Poland already has a socialized system.
Sure.
They can get it for free over there. They prefer to save the thousands of dollars that it takes, that it costs, so that they can come over here. And I think that says something about the health care in this country already available.
Sure does. And the healthcare in this country could be so much better in the absence of all of the government controls and restrictions and regulations and
better
mandates.
And more affordable.
Yeah, and more affordable. So, but it's still a statement nonetheless. It's fairly powerful. So, thank you for that.
Right. Wait. And she also mentioned this. I really don't know what to think about this, but I'll throw it out there. She's had an inordinate amount of women that have come over from Poland that are looking to get pregnant, and they're unable to get pregnant. And after she examines them, she finds out that they no longer have a uterus. Apparently, they've had a hysterectomy performed on them.
Without their knowledge?
That's my understanding. These women don't even know that. And these are young women in their late 20s, early 30s.
What would you speculate as to the reason for that?
My speculation, I was amazed. And I asked my daughter, and she said, "I don't know." And this is my daughter who's working in the thing. The doctor doesn't know. Speculation is all that you can do. And all I can think of is that at some point in time, in their past, they were in the hospital in Poland or Eastern Europe. I shouldn't even say Poland, because she said she wasn't positive, 100% positive, that these women were from Poland.
Mm-hmm.
They were from Eastern Europe, though. So it could have been Poland, Serbia, Russia, Estonia, Latvia, that area. And it seems that at some point in time when they were younger, they were in the hospital, and these operations were performed on them without their consent, without their knowledge.
There are a lot of people out there that believe that the biggest problem facing the world, is overpopulation.
So, and population control.
If those people happen to be doctors, and some of them surely must be, then they likely would try to solve that problem by, well, taking out those darn procreating parts.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I wonder if they're targeted because of their economic status. I mean, or maybe they just... maybe they're targeting young people that are not economically well off, and they're leaving the ultra rich alone, so the ultra rich are allowed to propagate themselves, but not the poor. I don't know, and that's, again, like you say, all we can do is speculate.
Well, and just that speculation alone, what you just said, look, it makes no sense, because these are women that get the wherewithal to come over here.
Right.
And it takes a lot of money to come over here. So I would say these are upper middle class girls. Hmm. I would speculate. I certainly wouldn't speculate that they were the poor or the lower class.
And how many women has she come across that have been hysterectomized?
She said three, but that's like a large portion of people coming over here. That's a large percentage. She also said that there's a very high percentage of young girls that are being diagnosed with cervical cancer.
I wonder why that is.
Thanks for sharing.
That's speculation, and I've heard a lot of talk about the vaccines lately causing that.
I've heard the same.
Specifically the Gardasil vaccine, but other vaccines supposedly with things in there that are going to cause cancer. Again, all speculation.
That was a downer of a phone call.
To say.
Thanks for that, Matt. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, that was it. I found this very, very interesting, and I thought I'd put it out there.
Thanks for sharing. I appreciate the story. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Jim in Illinois. Jim, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys. Hey. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
Hey, real quick. While I was on hold, you were talking to that guy from Canada. He was mentioning about, I believe he was talking about guns there for a little bit there, and they're mentioning that once you ban the guns, that people start stabbing or whatnot. For whatever reason, it brought up a story that I heard a few years ago. You ever heard who Elton Brown is?
No, not me.
He's, he's the host of the best show on Food Network, in my opinion, Good Eats. He was going to a book signing in, Milwaukee somewhere. He lives in Georgia. And the transportation agency confiscated his cast iron frying pan from him because they said it was a deadly weapon. Somehow that just brought that. That was a few years ago. Listening to him somehow brought that story up. But I wanted to touch on the religious discussions you guys have been having over the last couple of days.
Okay, sure.
One thing that I've noticed, one problem I have with the whole concept of the hell being the fire and brimstone part is, well, yes, Jesus did talk about there being, the eternal torment, that sort of thing. That is the only real place that that's ever mentioned, and Jesus spoke mostly in parables. So, that could be assumed to be a parable. The problem lies in the word hell itself.
I want to get into your analysis here in a moment. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back. More with Jim and your calls as well at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. That's the point of the program, so I would call it Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes, for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those. They include updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live, go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. Liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. He doesn't pretend to be unbiased in reporting and tries to add a little humor to every report. You can find his videos at lclreport.com or join his Facebook or Twitter group for lclreport.com.
We continue. Jim is on the line in Illinois. Jim, you wanted to comment on the theological discussions that have been happening over the past few days on Free Talk Live, especially quite a bit on the extended show we did last night, which you can download at freetalklive.com. But you had mentioned that you wanted to comment on the Christian view of hell, and you just barely gotten a chance to get started before we had to go to break. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, well, here's the problem, is that the as had been mentioned, that the Bible had been translated, you know, over and over throughout time, and I believe he had a caller stating that, or Mark had said that, in that some editorialization entered into the Bible, and I believe he had a caller said that that's not true. And this is kind of a side point, but there's a point in, I can't remember which one of the books it is, but there was a whole section in there which said something about, like, the water and the blood are one, and that was talking about the concept of the Trinity, which was not mentioned in the Bible, and then that particular verse was nowhere in any of the original texts.
Yep.
So yes, that has happened.
There's lots of examples of how the texts have been, you know, in some cases only slightly altered in order to get, you know, their point across. And one has to question, if you have evidence of it having happened sometimes, I wonder how many times it happened, you know, when there isn't evidence.
How about the time when the guys that first put it together decided, okay, we're going to take this text, this text, this text. Essentially, it's a collection of writings from different people. Okay, the editors at that point basically said, well, we're going to take this, this, and this, and this, and we're going to put it all in here. Who's to say at that point they didn't say, well, we're going to take this, this, and this, and change this, that, and this? And, you know, who's to say how much changing went on right then and there when it was first formed?
But even so, even if they didn't, the very very fact that they edited, some books in and some books out shows a bias, towards Jesus being God, as opposed to, many books don't many of the Gospels that are out there, Gospels of Thomas, Gospels of Jesus, Gospel of Mary, there's all kinds of them out there, don't include Jesus being God.
Getting back to the issue about the word about hell, though, and in the general sense about the translation of the word, there's a lot of words in the Bible where, especially in the King James, more modern translations aren't like this. But if you go back to the King James, the 1611 Authorized Version, read that so you don't go to hell. But if you look at the word hell, there's like three or four different Greek words. That have been Greek and Hebrew words that have been translated into hell, and they all mean pretty much different things.
Hmm.
Like you've got the Greek word Sheol, and you've got the Greek word Hades, which both of them pretty much basically just mean the grave. Whereas there's only one instance in the New Testament where the word hell was actually put by, where a Greek word for fire and brimstone was translated into the word hell. The problem there is that word is Gehenna, and that was speaking of a specific place. Jesus was using that as an example of the kind of torment that would go on. Now, I know you were talking about that yesterday. I don't really know what I believe on that at this point in my life. I've been going through a lot of questioning the last couple of years and that. But the point is that you could take the word hell in the Bible, and you could basically make it mean what you want depending on what verse you're at.
Interesting. I was not aware of that.
Yeah, it's the same way with the word love. In the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, in the King James Version,
they call it charity.
And the King James Version, I believe, has it translated correctly. I'd have to go back. It's been a while since I've done the research. But the word love itself has many different means or different words it's translated into. 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians, which is supposedly the love chapter, and the King James translated it charity.
Charity, right.
And in all the newer versions, it's love.
It sounds better from a poetic standpoint. From a poetic standpoint, it sounds better translated as love. But go on with what you're saying. I'm sorry, I ended up talking over you.
Oh, no problem. I couldn't hear you because I got a problem here on my phone. But that's the same. You got to watch out what you translate. When I first started delving into Christianity about 15 years ago now, one of the things I really wanted to do was get, into the basic, get down to the nitty-gritty and look, and see what the words actually mean, because I was told that that would be a greater understanding. And to be honest, it did make my understanding a little bit more in a lot of cases, but it also raised a lot more questions. You're relying on other people's translations. One thing you were mentioning a few minutes ago, you were talking about how people are, I brought up the example of that one passage about the blood and the water. And I'm forgetting my point here.
You were mentioning
that they were editorializing and maybe just adding a word here or there. In the Jehovah's Witness translation of the Bible, in the first chapter of John, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." In the Jehovah's Witness translation, they added the little word "a" in front of the word "God." So it was, "In the beginning was the Word, Word was with God, the Word was a God." I could go on forever about
one little word can make a big difference. One,
absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, putting a comma in a certain place can make a difference.
Yeah, that first chapter of John, basically, Mark was saying, I think it was yesterday, that Jesus was never called himself God, I believe it was. Wasn't that correct?
I think that he called himself the Son of God, and they called himself the Son of Man, but I don't think that he called himself God.
He did say, I am that I am. And in that passage of the Bible, everybody got offended that he said that, because I don't know if he was actually calling himself God in that, but he was certainly equating himself with God in that particular verse. You can read that both ways. Once again, that's one passage I actually haven't studied haven't looked at the Greek on. But once again, if you get down to it, I bet you could find people that could make that go either way.
Jim, thanks for the insight tonight. Anything else you want to share?
One other thing. There was he had an ad about for Terran Lupo just before I came back from the break.
Yeah, LCLReport.com.
It's a great video series he does. But check out his Children's Guide to Taxes. Anyone that's seen The Philosophy of Liberty, it's written on that level, and it is fantastic.
Cool. I didn't even know it existed. And where would one find that? Also at LCLReport.com or somewhere else?
I actually found it on YouTube, but he's probably got it on his site, too.
Okay, cool. So Children's Guide to Taxes. Thank you, Jim, for the call tonight and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So,
you know, it's always very interesting when somebody's done the level of research that Jim has done and,
on the Bible and
many of our listeners. Right. But I also question, you know, in a religion that old, it does seem beholden upon the believers of that religion to have studied to that level. It is the most important thing in the world as to whether or not you go to you know, the battle between the powers and principalities that exist in heavenly places, as the Bible says it. However, doesn't that mean that God has created me incumbent in having to, decipher all of this stuff, these old documents and things like that? It's very difficult. I mean, the guy sounded extraordinarily learned. The reason he sounded learned is because what he's talking about is not common stuff. It's extraordinarily uncommonly known. So what it ends up is that, look, the default position is believing in that Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior, and if you don't believe that, you're going to go to hell. So it's easier just to go ahead and believe that than it is to do all the studying and find out what it is that you believe on your own.
Exactly right. 800-259-9231. It's always easier to go along and get along, right?
And that is not freedom.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts, you're welcome to share them. Even in these remaining moments, we've got enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
If you've got mold, you've got a problem. But if you have Moldzyme, you have a solution. Everyone at one time or another will encounter mold in their homes. It's unsightly and can affect your health. Moldzyme from EcoDiscoveries is the only safe and effective solution for cleaning mold and mildew and eliminating odor. Moldzyme is safe for any surface. Wood, concrete, tile, stucco, wallpaper, vinyl, or aluminum siding, painted surfaces, and more, both inside and outside your home.
I use Moldzyme in my bathroom, basement, garage, and deck. Everywhere I see mold, it's magic in a bottle.
Moldzyme is non-toxic, safe for the environment, your family, pets, and plants, contains no chlorine bleach, ammonia, or nasty smell. Plus, it's easy to order. Call toll-free 866-767-2832 or go to moldzyme.com. That's 866-767-2832 or moldzyme.com. That's moldzyme.com. Use promo code RADIO for 25% off your order from Eco Discoveries. Moldzyme, now safe, has an effective side.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain of the program here. Enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So, we continue here, and let's go to Ron Paul. Been a little while since we've shared something from old Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, and he's got some thoughts on healthcare.
Quicker so use titles.
You're right about that. I just realized that I said it.
Just kidding you.
But it's true, though, isn't it?
It is, and I think that, you know, there's titles that bother me more than others, and doctor is one of them that doesn't bother me quite as much as
judge.
Right, Your Honor.
Officer.
The Honorable.
All right. As Washington continues debating health care reform, the rest of the country is primarily concerned about jobs and the economy. It's still uncertain what policies will be implemented, but I am certain about one thing. It will only further devastate our economy and our dollar. The leadership has come up with a proposal. They are confident. By the way, I don't consider them my leadership, and I doubt Ron Paul does either. He's just using that term. They've come up with a proposal. They're confident what will be... They're confident will be what they consider fiscally responsible, only to have it scored as nearly twice as expensive by the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office. Estimates of past healthcare spending programs have been off by as much as 100%, so there's no telling what the actual cost will be. And that is such an important point. I mean, beyond all of the critics, or beyond all the legitimate critique that you can level at this being a socialized medicine program or the next step toward even more socialized medicine, because, well, honestly, most of the dollars in the healthcare world are spent by governments in this country, so therefore it pretty much already is a socialized medicine system for the most part. But all of that critique is spot on. But it's interesting to point out that whenever they make estimates, the federal government or the state government or the local government, they're usually piss poor at it.
You think they're bad at it, but they're always low. And so maybe they're good at it.
What do you mean?
Well, they always guess low.
But they're always wrong.
Right. They're wrong. But does that mean that they're bad at guessing, or does that mean that they intentionally guess low?
I would think they intentionally guess low.
Sure. I mean, if somebody who wants something from you is going to be, you know, listing off the reasons why it's a good idea, chances are they're going to guess a little low. And, you know, when it comes to that person not having any level of accountability to you or very little accountability to you,
right,
chances are that guess is going to be, well, it's going to be hazardously low.
Yeah, exactly, because it doesn't matter if they're wrong, because you're going to have to pay anyway. So if it turns out that it's going to cost five times as much or 20 times as much, oh, well, oopsie. Well, we were wrong. Well, pay up. That's how it works. He says, the past century should have taught us one thing, that government intervention is expensive. Government programs lend themselves so easily to waste, fraud, and abuse. Combine that with overall inefficiency, and it all adds up to a hefty price tag for the taxpayer, with not much left over for actual services. An outright takeover an entire sector of the economy, especially one as important as healthcare, is something that we just cannot afford for the government to do right now, and I would say ever. But not to mention the fact that it's completely unconstitutional. Not that Washington cares, but Washington insists on torturing the numbers and tinkering around the edges rather than facing this truth. If healthcare reform does indeed pass, we should not be under the illusion that it will be free. The money to pay for it will have to come from somewhere. They say that we'll get the money from cutting waste, fraud, and abuse, but all of that is seemingly intrinsic to government programs. Since they want to expand the government's reach, we have to assume that we will be trading waste, fraud, and abuse for waste, fraud, and abuse with a bigger budget. The powers that be have insisted that money won't come from higher taxes, it won't come from rationing of care, and it won't come from higher premiums. This can only put more pressure on the Fed to print the money from thin air. We already have a weakening dollar, and they are accelerating everything that weakened it in the past. Adding this new monumental pressure could very well be the straw that will break the dollar's back. Foreign creditors are already nervous about continuing to invest in the U.S. because of the skyrocketing debt. The explosion of debt that's certain to accompany the enactment of this national health care bill can only add to that nervousness. Ironically, enactment of the health care bill could help the cause of liberty by hastening the day when Congress is forced by economic circumstances to stop increasing the welfare warfare state and return to the Constitution. Boy, he sure is a dreamer, that Ron Paul. There are many problems with our current healthcare system, to be sure, and there are many tragic stories to be told. However, we need to look at the root of our problems in order to address them properly. More government intervention and bureaucracy injected into healthcare will take a flawed system and make it immeasurably worse. And he's absolutely right on that final point there.
Yeah, I don't see anybody can argue with this, except the idea that you can spend your way into a more constitutional government. But whatever.
Of course, Ron Paul's a doctor, so who the hell should be listening to him, right? I mean, what does he know about health care? Oh, wait, he's a doctor. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to another politician about health care. Jake Tepper over at ABC News had an exclusive interview with Obama, where he said that penalties are appropriate for people who try to free ride the healthcare system, but stop short of endorsing the threat of jail time for those who refuse to pay a fine for not having insurance. Oh, see, it's all right. Old Obama there, he's not going to endorse jail time, so therefore you don't have to worry about it. You're not going to go to jail, right? Obama's
wrong.
Not endorsing it, so therefore...
That's the only card the government has. Imagine playing cards with... Well, you know, a person who basically has only one card, the Ace of Spades. Mm-hmm. The Ace of Spades is, I get to use violence to enforce what I want, and you don't.
Let's hear a meter.
If you do it, you're a criminal. If I do it, I'm doing what's right, just, pure, honest, and forthright.
Now, here's what Obama actually had to say. Let's listen to him dance around it. What I think is appropriate is that in the same way that everybody has to get auto insurance, and if you don't, you're subject to some penalty. That in this situation, if you have the ability to buy insurance, it's affordable, and if you choose not to do so, forcing you and me and everybody else to subsidize you, you know, there's a $1,000 hidden tax that families all across America are burdened by because of the fact that people don't have health insurance, you know. There's nothing wrong with a penalty.
It's not a hidden tax because it's in insurance, not in taxes. So, yes, it's a hidden fee, I suppose, but it's not a hidden tax. So that's a misuse of the language. Also, I would say that comparing it to auto insurance isn't exactly true because the government can take your license to drive away, and then whereas the government can't take your license to live away. So you know, it's a fine point, but it's an important one.
He says that penalties have to be high enough for people not to game the system, but also important to not be so punitive that people who are having a hard time find themselves suddenly worse off, saying, quote, I think the general broad principle is simply that people who are paying for their health insurance aren't subsidizing folks who simply choose not to until they get sick, and then suddenly they expect free health insurance. That's a basic concept of responsibility I think most Americans abide by.
I love this guy talking about personal responsibility.
Penalties are appropriate for people who try to free ride the system and force others to pay for their health insurance.
You know, it's the government that made it so that people can free ride the system in the first place. The government passed the laws that the hospitals have to provide emergency services to
right.
people who need them, but it's inappropriate and people should go to jail for it. What?
Well, what? He's saying here is that it's you're forcing, if you free ride the system, that you're forcing others to pay for their health insurance. But it's the government that's initiating the force. It's the government that's forcing people to pay for this.
Right.
The government
so they've created the situation where people take advantage of it now, and now he's blaming them. He's
of
calling
course.
Them free riders.
Right, and of course, people that are paying into the system, it'll be the old old situation of, well, the government has abused me, so you should be abused too, this kind of Stockholm syndrome where people will identify with their abuser, and it's just like what we see with people with taxes. They get very upset at people that don't pay. The people that don't pay are the heroes, but yet the perspective of the taxpayer is that, hey, I got, you know, they screwed me, so you should get screwed too. And so he's basically going to there. Anybody that is not paying into the system will be kind of painted with that same black brush, if you will, of, oh, you're forcing me to pay for you, and so therefore I should be angry at you for this. Whereas it might just simply be that, hey, I don't want to participate in your system. I don't want to force you to pay for my health care. I'm willing to pay for it myself, but you won't let me pay for it myself. How about that?
Well, the system's so messed up from government interference at this point. Anyway, one can't even quantify how what the costs would be if we actually had a free market in healthcare.
So he's basically brushing it aside. The president said that he didn't think the question over the appropriateness of possible jail time is the biggest question that the House and Senate are facing right now. So just keep your questions away from this topic. We don't need to talk about this. I don't support jail time necessarily, but I do support penalties.
Right.
What if you don't pay the fine?
Right. So if there's fines and then you don't pay it, well, then you're not paying your fair share, and we already put people in jail for that.
There you go. So he's trying to make it sound like he's Mr. Nicey Nice here and that he would never support putting people in jail for not paying for their system. But
government
course,
is institutionalized violence.
That's all they
it's
have.
It's a monopoly privilege on the use of force.
That's right.
And it will never be anything different.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Service restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.